This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcher Rose Moss. After today, there will no longer be a ute in the Blue Lake, SA Water beginning the mammoth operation to remove the car. Divers are expected to float the vehicle to a more accessible location before it's removed by crane. Senior Manager for Production and Treatment Lisa Hannett says there will be road closures in place from Bay Road.
So we do have localised traffic management around John Watson Drive, from Bay Road to Sunnyside Drive, and that will just assist us to be able to manage our operation. Car parking may also be restricted at times from Bay Road to Crouch Street South. So we do have signs and traffic management personnel on site that will help to direct traffic.
The NF McDonnell & Sons Mount Gambier Christmas Parade is back for 2018. Limestone Coast locals, groups and businesses encouraged to enter. A new category has been launched this year. Officials looking for the best use of recycled resources entry, sponsored by Community Action for Sustainability. Judges will be focusing on creativity, effort, visual appeal, energy and crowd engagement on the day. The Farm Debt Mediation Act 2018 has passed through Parliament, Limestone Coast producers with farm debt seeing further security. The Act provides a safety net for farmers who owe assets, with farm debt mediation now required by law before a creditor is able to foreclose on a farming operation. The move follows similar laws in place in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. And locals are being urged to do their part when it comes to keeping kids in the community safe. The plea is on the back of National Child Protection Week. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove says every child deserves to live a healthy, happy life.
Sadly, for too many, this is not the case. And it is up to individuals and families, communities, businesses and governments to work together to stop child abuse and neglect from happening.
Now to sport. The grand final of Western Border Football League's 2018 comp is right around the corner. Millicent hitting the field in the A grade. The locals will be looking for a win over East Gambier. The reserve side are set to clash this Saturday, Casterton taking on North Gambier. South Gambier will be looking to get the jump on Millicent in the under-18s. That's the latest for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.